Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Bases Loaded. On this week's episode, we will be talking about the Creator Clash, which happened on this past Saturday, early NBA playoff reactions, and then some MLB, you know, more recaps and with that. So kicking it off with Creator Clash, we had that last Saturday. It was the second one. The first one I only watched, I didn't watch like any of it, the first one, but like this one, I was interested in it because I knew a couple more people in it. Well, I knew people in it last time, but I kind of didn't know about it too much until it actually happened and was over. So, and I know they did end up posting like the full fight on like the internet. On YouTube specifically, but I never got around to watching it. But I watched it this time, and we had, I think there was like, there was 12 fights. I knew about four or five of the fighters in specifically. So it was, I haven't watched a lot of boxing in my life, but because like it's just something like I'm not really seemed like it was worth it because like you would they set it up, you know, like you have like these big fights on a Saturday night and like the main event, and it's like, oh, you gotta pay like $70 or something for like pay-per-view to watch it. And it's like, well, if I could go like the full distance or to last, you know, like a minute or two with like a knocked out type of thing, so it's like not really worth it. But like this, you kind of knew going in, you know, it was more like if it wasn't called the match, you know, more about like safety and stuff like that, because you know they're not professional boxers, they've done like, you know, training and stuff like that for like, some of them had been doing it for like 9-10 months, and then some had been doing it for like maybe a month or so because they were like a late setting addition to the mat to the fight and had to like, you know, didn't have as much time to prepare as the others. But like, hats off to like all the fighters, like they really did an amazing job considering like, yeah, some of them, there are a couple that did fight last year, so they kind of knew like a little bit going into it, like what to expect and all that. But like most of them were new fighters with like, some had done like a little bit of like chess boxing, they had a little bit of that, but like this was kind of like their first main like boxing experience was this fight. So I knew, kind of just going through it all, I knew 1, 3, 4, 5 of the people fighting. Cranky Plays, aka Ethan Nestor, YouTuber, did the channel Unus Honest with Markiplier for a year, which they did a bunch of just weird and silly videos and then deleted the channel permanently after 1 year. And then he has like his own channel, but like, you know, he was Markiplier's like editor, and then, you know, stopped doing that and kind of wanted to do his own thing. So now he's got that, and he won, I think it was in like the third round, early third round. Like, he came out of it like, well, I guess we'll talk about the people I knew first, and then we'll kind of go more to matches. We have Mika, who is actually Ethan's like girlfriend for a while, on like two separate occasions. Fought Alana Pierce, who she's also a YouTuber. She was with like IGN, stuff like that. She worked on last year's God of War Ragnarok. She works with Santa Monica Studios. Aaron Hansen, host and like co-creator of Game Drums, and as well as like Starbomb, a musical video game comedy band type thing that he does with his co-host and the other member of his band. And then Myth, the other last person I knew. Didn't really watch a whole lot of stuff. He was like a big on like Fortnite streaming is kind of how we got his start, and then playing other games like Apex Legends, I think Valorant, as well, but like more so he was probably known with like Fortnite and stuff like that, that he would like, I would watch some of his videos on YouTube and stuff like that, so I knew a little bit of him. And like everyone else I didn't know at all. Like a lot of them were like, they're mostly like YouTube, but like some are like TikTokers, and like some are like, you know, were famous on Instagram. A couple of them, I think one or two were like food related is popularity. So like they had a bunch of like different people doing it. But I'm sure it's like, you know, they probably have a list of who they wanted to do it. You know, asking people from last year who would want to come back and do it. And then, you know, for those who didn't want to do it again, you know, having to figure out who to fight who. And like they were all pretty fair matches, like weight wise and height wise. I mean, there were some where like some people did have like, you know, a couple like they had like 10 or 20 pounds on them. Others had like, you know, a height difference of like, you know, 5 or 6 inches on them, which like boxing can make a huge difference because, you know, you have a larger reach. And like, you know, if the other person who's shorter wants to try and, you know, attack, jab, or do anything like that, you know, they have to get a little bit closer to them in order to attack. But then, you know, risk that, like, you know, the other person has a lot shorter, a lot larger reach, so they can, like, reach him from a further distance and stuff like that. So all the people I knew, I mean, won their fights. Well, I mean, Mika and Alana Pierce, they fought each other, so, like, obviously someone was going to win that fight and someone was going to lose. Alana won. He went the full 5 rounds, you know. And, yeah, like, all of them, everyone did really well. Because, I mean, have to, like, train and put yourself in there, in the ring, and, like, you know, fight another person, and, like, all you have is, like, yourself, and, like, they have boxing gloves, and they got, you know, a mouth guard. And that's all they got. And, like, you know, you're going there, and it was 5 2-minute rounds, except for the, like, the main event, which was 4 3-minute rounds at the end. But, like, there was, I don't think it was, like, there's a bunch of other rules that, like, again, since I'm, like, not familiar with boxing, I don't know exactly what it means and what it implies and why, you know, stuff like that. But, like, you know, there's, like, you know, a ref, and they kind of, like, you know, they are calling it. They called some of them early if, like, you know, there's one guy, it seemed like he, you know, got, like, you know, like a broken rib, or maybe he, like, ruptured his spleen or kidney or something like that, because, like, he got hit in the side, and, like, it was the end of the round, and then, you know, the ref and, like, probably some people on his coaching staff, they, like, checked him out, and then they called it. Like, there's, yeah, like, 12 fights, I think maybe, like, a third of them, it had been less than half, like, went the full 5 rounds, but, like, you know, I mean, it's a cool event. They'll definitely be doing it again, I think. I don't know why they wouldn't do it. You know, it was a lot, it seemed like it was bigger than the last one. They had, you know, more, you know, a little bit more people probably knew what to expect, because, you know, you're drawing in a bunch of, like, YouTubers and influencers and stuff like that, needing a boxing rants channel, like, what are, you know, what is this going to be exactly? But, I mean, it's exactly what it is, you know, and, like, people went out there, and they did, you know, they all did really well. I guess, like, I mean, some of them, it's like, yeah, there's a couple of good ones. There's, like, one, I'm going to pronounce the name hopefully right, but it's, like, Jayla Ray and Evelina Sabrina. That went the full distance. Jayla Ray, like, kicked major butt. Like, it was nuts. She was just, like, landing a lot, and then, like, Evelina, you know, she took it. She hung in there for 5 rounds, but, you know, she just wasn't landing enough, you know, punches for it to be, you know, decided in her favor. I think that was, had to be a unanimous decision for Jayla Ray. The first fight, opening fight, Jack Manfold and Dakota Olave. I think it's Olave. I don't know. I've never heard of either of them, so I don't know how to pronounce them. Sorry, their names. Sorry. But that went the full 5 rounds. Jack Manifold won. Then we had someone, literally his name is Dad. I didn't say, someone named A.B. Dad Nathan Barnett. And then A.B. A.B. Iad. That was, That was a quick fight, I think, too. Like, that was crazy. Like, he won last year against Matt Watson, a YouTuber that I knew, or I know of. It lasted, like, 22 seconds or something. Like, it was, like, the shortest fight of the round because he had, like, an age difference, a height difference, a lot, you know, better shape. I think kind of, like, more of, like, a meme fight for, you know, Matt. But, like, kind of funny, you know. And I think his other YouTube, you know, part of his YouTuber channel, like his other co-host also fought, I'm pretty sure, later in the night. And I don't know anything about that. I think he lost too, but, you know, the did in that ring. I mean, I don't know. Like, if I was a famous YouTuber or like TikTok or something like that, I don't know if I would do it. Because that's a lot of, like, time, effort, and, like, you know, to go into training, to go in there, and, like, but, like, once that bell rings, and it's round one, and it's, like, you know, bell rings, and the ref's, like, fight, you know, kind of all your training kind of goes off, because, like, you don't know what to expect, because, like, you know, you're training, and, like, you know, you have, like, a training coach and stuff like that, and, like, you're, like, hitting them with, like, you know, and they have, like, a little, they have, like, some kind of pad then that, you know, and they do, like, their 1-2 punches and stuff like that, and, like, you know, you'll get hit, like, the, you know, simulate you hitting them, or them hitting you, or, like, someone, your opponent hitting you and stuff like that, but, like, nothing can kind of prepare you for it being, like, the real thing until, like, you actually do it, and, like, people that have done it before, they, you know, they did it a lot better. Like, Aaron Hansen, like, was kind of, like, the main person doing it that I was rooting for, just, like, he did it last year. He didn't do that well, but, like, the person he fought last year was, you know, like, a lot taller. Had, I don't know if he had more boxing, I don't know if he ever did boxing training, because there's some that had done, like, you know, a little bit of stuff and stuff like that beforehand, like I said. But, like, he kind of, I think he lasted, like, one round, or I don't know if he made it one round or something like that before it was called. But, like, this one, he got, like, into the second round, I think it was, like, maybe a half, maybe 30 seconds or so into the second round, it was called. I mean, fine, someone named Jarvis, I think, like, a YouTuber and stuff like that. But, like, pretty weird fight, because it was kind of, like, there wasn't a whole lot of, like, you know, if you're looking for a fight that was, like, a lot of boxing technique, that was not the one. The Jayla Ray, she had a lot of, like, good technical boxing. Training gameplays, like, Ethan, like, he was pretty good with being all technical and trying to, like, light his feet. Me doing a lot. Yeah, I mean, a little bit, like, but, like, round, like, and, like, into, like, round two, round three, they were definitely pretty tired, you tell, and, like, because, I mean, it takes a lot of it. If you do, like, you know, 100 real quick in round one, and kind of, like, be like, oh, no, you have, like, 4 more rounds of this stuff, you know, you burn off all your energy and your stamina, like, early on, like, you're kind of, like, just trying to, like, make do, and the ref had to kind of sometimes be like, come on, you know, fight, do something, you know. But, I mean, I don't know if I would be any better, you know? Because, like, you know, all that training kind of goes out the door. Myth was someone that had kind of a lot of good technical stuff to him. Like, he did, like, chest boxing, I think, earlier. Maybe late last year or something like that. So, like, he kind of, a little bit. Haley Sharp and Marisha Ray. I kind of knew Marisha Ray, but I didn't know of her, because I guess she's, like, someone on, like, Critical Role, like, a D&D YouTube channel that, you know, there are a lot of their voice actors and stuff like that that do D&D, so I have seen some of them, like, some of their, like, you know, episodes and stuff like that, just, like, they live stream it, and then, like, they'll put it up on their YouTube and stuff like that, so you don't watch it, but they're, like, you know, live stream of, like, two, 3 hour long, so it's, like, a lot to go into to watch, and, like, you kind of have to watch from the beginning. It's D&D, so you gotta, like, you know, if you want to know what's happening down the road, kind of watch from the beginning. So, like, you know, maneuver, but didn't. I mean, she didn't. She held her own. William Hayes, Chris Radon. That's one I didn't watch because I was watching a live stream, you know, and I had, like, paused it or something like that, so I could go and, like, you know, get something to eat and then continue watching. Then you would, like, you know, picked up right back where I was, and it did for a little bit, and then it skipped to the next fight, which was the Mika and Alana fight. So I didn't watch a whole lot of that. Hopefully, if, you know, they do put this entire fight on YouTube or something like that again, I can watch it. Just like, you know, you bought your ticket out to the VIP, like, you know, live stream type thing, and then you were able to, like, rewatch it for 2 days after. And I was, you know, watch it again, kind of get a better feel of it before, you know, this week's episode. But I kind of just lost track and forgot, and, you know, it is what it is. I can't remember a lot of it to begin with, so I just more wanted a refresher on, like, some of the fights and stuff like that before. But, you know. Then we have Michelle Carey and Andrea Botez. Michelle won. That was another one that, like, it was, like, pretty one-sided with Michelle just landing a little bit more of her hits, which I'm guessing from watching it is kind of what, you know, the judges and stuff are looking for. Mostly, like, if it has to go to, like, judges' decisions, stuff like that, like, who's landing more punches, who's, you know, maybe dodging stuff and, you know, doing counters, that's it, and stuff like that. I'm guessing, like, I don't know, I might watch more boxing, but again, like, you know, if you're having to pay, like, you know, the 60 or 70 bucks for, like, these fights, and it's like, this doesn't last long. If it lasts, like, 2 minutes or so, it's, like, it's a decent amount of money to be paying. Because, like, the only other fights I'd watch was, like, you know, when I was at, like, UWL, and we would go to, like, you know, one of the, you know, more, like, sports kind of bars type thing, and they'd have it on. I'd be like, oh, okay, there's a fight on, like, I'll watch it. But it's like, okay. And, like, you know, we would go somewhere else. Just, it's like, the person I would go with wasn't really much of a sports person for the most part, so, like, you know. But it's Boston, so it's kind of fun to watch, but it's like, I wasn't, like, paying for it, so it was, like, a little bit better to watch that way. John Randall Hennigan and Harley Morenstein. I think Harley's the one that Aaron Hansen fought last year and, like, beat him pretty soundly, because, like, he's a little bit taller, a little bit more, you know, in weight on him. So, and, like, he got, like, knocked around. Just, like, the John, no idea. Apparently, like, he's an ex-WWE fighter. Like, after he won, like, you know, they did, like, kind of, you know, post-match interview with, like, the winner of the match. And, like, he called out, like, WWE or something like that because he wanted, like, a fight or something like that. No, never mind. No. That was Dad that called out, like, the WWE. I don't know if John called out anyone. Just some of them, like, called out people. I mean, it's, like, for fun. So, like, you know, there was a lot of, like, trash talking and stuff going into it. But, like, you know, after it, you know, after the fight, you know, it's all, like, in good fun. Because, like, it was, like, a charity event. So, like, you know, if you went to it in person or if you bought the ticket for the live stream, you know, you got to do, like, you know, part. I'm sure, like, I think all of your money went to, like, charity, the 14 charities. I don't know how they, like, broke it up because, like, it's 14 charities, so I don't know how you would have broken that up. And I'm sure maybe, I don't know if maybe they posted, like, how much they raised in total or something like that, or maybe they're still figuring that out. Because it was, like, you know, 5 days ago, so we'll see exactly how much they raised and stuff like that. But, like, overall, pretty fun, I would say. Like, I had a lot of fun watching it. Obviously, you know, when there's people I knew, I was a little bit more invested. Like, when Ethan won and Aaron won, I was like, you know, yeah. Because it was fun, and it was like, you know, I couldn't be more proud, because, like, you know, they trained a lot, and, like, I know them from watching, like, I know them, but I don't know them. Like, you know, you have, like, weird, like, when you watch YouTubers and stuff like that, you have, like, you know, these parasocial relationships with it. So, like, you know, by watching their content and stuff like that, and, like, you following them on, like, Instagram, Twitter, stuff like that, you feel like you have a connection to them. You know, you feel like you have a relationship with them without actually knowing them in person. But, like, stuff like that. And, like, some of them, like, the people I didn't know, but, like, you know, people that did, like, really well, like, I ended up, like, you know, kind of, like, going to, like, their social media and stuff like that, and, like, Instagram and, like, YouTube, and kind of seeing what they're all about. And, like, I'll probably, like, you know, follow them and watch their videos and stuff like that to, like, you know, more support them, because, like, that's how you support them, is, like, you watch their videos and stuff like that and see how it is. So like TikTokers, probably not. I don't have TikTok. I probably maybe never doing TikTok unless it's like, you know, something fun or something like that, or just be like, you know, and I'll do it, but I'm like, I'm not trying to post anything. I'll just like, you know, follow people and like stuff and do stuff like that, because I don't know, it's TikTok and it seems like a lot of like with YouTube and all of them, it's like there's good and like, you know, there's like, you know, the bad toxic side and stuff like that. So, you know, it is what it is. And I wonder, you know, like the people who like some of these bots are called out, if they would actually do it for next year or not. And then, like, who would, like, want to do it? To some of them, like, you know, they would basically, like, oh, what's next for your bots and career, you know? It's like, oh, I don't know, like, you know, we just did this fight, like, you know, I'm going to go, you know, go on a vacation or, you know, go chill and, like, have a drink and just, like, you know, enjoy, you know, stuff that you haven't been able to do, you know, while you're training, because, you know, you're cutting off, you know, certain stuff and, like, limiting stuff so you can train, you know, get in shape and stuff like that. So we'll see who actually does it. Because I'm sure, like, they probably knew, like, they were doing it in, like, you know, in the summer or, like, you know, early fall, like, September, October. They probably had most of them set. So, like, and then, like, it was announced in, like, I think the full fight card. And I think it was, like, January, February, you know? And, like, to do it in, like, April made sense, you know? Like, you probably had the T-Bot under guards and stuff like that. And then there's, like, you know, one of them. I don't know who it was that was last second. But, like, they were... I think it was this, might have been William Hayes. I think he was one of them that was like pretty last second, like, you know, like a month or so, or a little bit over or less than a month, you know, something like that, to like get in there and be like, oh, you got to fill in, train, and then fight. I think he did one, but like again, like I didn't watch it because, like, you know, apparently I don't know how the live stream worked. I thought it, I'd be able to watch it after coming back from doing dinner. I guess not. So, you know, that's on me. I guess I'll know that next time. Going in. Stuff like that. But yeah, I don't think I have anything else really to say about it. The main event, like, and I went to full distance, and I, something named iDubbbz was in it. I guess he was like, he's like kind of the main organizer of the whole Creator Clash. And like, he fought last year and lost. And he lost this year, but you know, I mean, you know, to do it like twice is something. Let it, like, doing it once is like, even doing it once is like something to be proud of, but like to do it twice, I don't know, maybe because he organized it, they felt like obliged to do it, but maybe something like that. So, you know, a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. I was kind of like, you know, going in like, I don't know what's really gonna expect, because it's like you know, influencer bots, and it's kind of like, you know, the Paul brothers of Jade and Logan. I'm kind of giving it a bad name, I guess, because they're just weird and not the best people. So people don't really take the whole, like, you know, influencers, like YouTubers and TikTokers and Instagram people, like, you know, fighting in the ring seriously. But like, I think anyone that maybe has doubts should watch this and be like, yeah, I mean, they may be like, you know, YouTubers and stuff like that, but like, you know, how many of you all, you know, who are doubting this whole thing and these people, like, influencers of botsing would actually do this? So you, like, you know, yeah, you know, kind of like, you know, maybe put your money where your mouth is type of thing, you know? But like, you know, it's fun. All the fights that I saw, fun, you know, for charity to cause. So I really enjoy it. You know, they do it next year, I'll be there. Not in person, because it was in Tampa and I'm not flying to Tampa, because, you know, I'd probably have to need, like, find someone to go with and stuff like that. So I don't know, but like, you know, if they can do the live stream again, I'll do that. So moving on to NBA playoffs, started this weekend on Saturday. Each series, I think, is in, at least I think we're all like two games in, and then tonight we have game threes. So, like, you know, the series flip to, like, you know, the other place, you know, the higher seed has home court advantage for the round. Now, you know, we're game three, we just go back to the other team, they get a chance to host the game. So tonight we have Philadelphia 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets. Philadelphia is up 2-0. That could be a sweep, because I mean, obviously, you know, Philadelphia is a better team, we all know this, with Brooklyn trading Kevin Durant and Kyrie early this season, and they traded James Harden last year at the trade deadline. You know, there's not much on that organization except for, like, you know, a lot of players, you know, playing for playing time, showing them that, like, you know, as they're kind of rebuilding, and, like, you know, they have a lot of, you know, draft picks and stuff that they, you know, got for trading those players over these past 2 years. So, like, you know, let's build, let's see what we can do, let's see who we can, like, maybe team around, who's someone that we can make, maybe sit around, kind of build around as we, you know, use these draft picks and kind of build, gain some assets and go from there. Warriors, or, yeah, Golden State Warriors, the defending champs, and Sacramento Kings. Sacramento was up 2-0, which I don't think many people probably saw. Unless you're a Kings fan, then, like, you're like, yeah, obviously, you know, obviously we knew we were going to be up 2-0. Because, I mean, you're home, so, like, you're hoping you'll be up 2-0. But, you know, Sacramento, like, Golden State probably, you know, can make a case that they should be 2-0 in the series as well. Just that they hunt around, played pretty well, but, like, Sacramento in those last couple minutes, like, you know, was able to pull away and maintain the lead. It'll be interesting now. You know, Golden State's at home. They played a lot better at home this year. Like, they had the third worst road winning percentage of a defending champion in NBA history. So, like, yeah, they're like, they showed it on the screen during the game. I know they have like 30 losses. I think it was like 11 wins or something like that. So, and like some of them, the teams that they just showed, just they showed like the top, like, you know, five or six or whatever, worst winning percentages by defending champs. And like some of them were like up there, but like they played a lot less road games than the Warriors. Like, you know, 11 and 30, that's 41 games. That's half of their season is on the road. So, like, compared to like some of the other teams that were like from the 90s and, you know, other eras where, like, you know, they played less type of things, less road games and stuff like that. And maybe there was, like, a, you know, player, you know, lockout, so, like, you know, they didn't play the full season type of thing, so maybe that's also has to go into a factor and stuff like that. But, like, Draymond Green is suspended for this game after stomping on Domantas Sabonis' leg in the game two. I mean, he claims he, you know, it was on accident, but, like, you know, Draymond Green has done stuff like this throughout his career, so it's not surprising. But we'll see if, like, maybe being in the home crowd, if they can bounce, Golden State can bounce back and maybe, like, you know, win this game and make this a series. Because I think, like, if you are an NBA fan, basketball fan, you want these to be good series. But, like, you also know it's, like, the first round, so there's some teams that are, like, you know, are just happy to be there, and you know that. So, you know, it could very well be a sweep, but, you know, like, you're not hoping. You're hoping it's not, but you don't know. And then capping off the late night game is the Suns and Clippers. That's tied at one game apiece each. That's, you know, pretty interesting because, like, you know, Paul George is not playing this series, it seems like. Or I think it's pretty much confirmed that, or, like, you know, prior to game one, something like that, between last week's show and them starting the series, I think it was confirmed that, like, you know, he's not going to be playing in this series. So if, like, the Clippers, you know, want Paul George to play this playoffs, they're going to need to get past, you know, the Suns, but that's not an easy task, as, you know, they have Chris Paul, you got Devin Booker, they trade for Kevin Durant, for trying out loud, like, pretty stat. But, like, you know, we'll see. And then tomorrow, we got Celtics and the Hawks. Boston's up 2-0. And, you know, it could very well be a sweep, but, like, you know, Atlanta's a better team than Brooklyn, so, like, if there's going to be, like, a series that's not a sweep, it's probably not going to be this one. That's tomorrow in Atlanta. We got Cavaliers and the Knicks. That's tied at one game apiece. Again, people, you know, going in, that seemed like a more close game series, you know, more balance, I should say, is just, I guess, what I'm looking for in terms of teams, because they're both like the 4 or 5 seed, Cleveland the 4 seed type of thing. Like, they're 4 games behind each other, and, like, you know, Cleveland was 51-31, New York 47-35, so definitely close in terms of that. And then we got Denver Nuggets and Timberwolves. Denver leads that 2-0. Again, you know, probably going to go 5 games. Like, I don't think there's going to be many sweeps unless, you know, the only one that I think has the best chance of being a sweep is, you know, Brooklyn and Philadelphia. Just because of, like, talent-wise, they're, like, on another level compared to them. So that's it. And then Saturday, the last game three, the last 2 game 3s of, you know, the playoffs, we got Bucks and Heat, they're tied, and then Memphis Grizzlies, and then Lakers. Those to be interesting because it'll see with both Milwaukee and Memphis tying the series up last night despite having their two star players and Giannis and Ja Morant. We'll see if they play. Like, Giannis was initially listed as doubtful for game two and then being upgraded to questionable and then, you know, probably out of caution for both, you know, the rest of the series and hopeful, you know, playoff run. You know, he didn't play, but, you know, they didn't need him. But, like, I mean, not going back to Miami, they might need him. But we'll see what happens. I mean, considering it's Saturday, you know, you still have, like, 2 days. But it'll probably depend on, like, you know, how much he's able to, like, practice these next 2 days. Same with Ja Morant. Like, he injured, like, his... Like, Giannis, I think it's, like, a back contusion. Like, he fell. I don't know if he was going for a dunk or block or something like that. Fell on his back. And then Ja, something with, like, his hand. I don't know if he, like, twisted it or something like that. We'll see. What could happen? Because, like, now, you know, it's kind of live or die for these teams that are, like, down 2-0, and, like, teams that are where the series is tied. Like, this isn't make it or break it, but, like, you know, you'll be up 2-1, and then, like, you know, that game four will kind of determine, like, what the series will be. Like, if they can tie the series, then, you know, then we're talking, but if they can get up 3-1, then, you know, you're putting your opponent in a really tight spot to come back and try and win that series. But, so, you know, again, we'll come back next week. We might have, you know, some teams that have advanced by then. So we'll see Wednesday, maybe game 5 if necessary and stuff like that. It's like around Tuesday, Wednesday, I should say. Next Thursday being like game 6s again if necessary. So we'll see. And then moving on to baseball. Another week. You know, I haven't really looked at the standings and stuff like that. Except for like the NL Central because, like, you know, my Cubs and stuff like that. Well, they're 2 games behind, like 4 in a row. Again, we just swept the Oakland Athletics, you know. Not the most competitive team in Major League Baseball right now. But, you know, for a team that's kind of like, you know, a wild card contender, you know, and maybe a division contender, depending on, like, you know, how, like, you know, the Brewers and Cardinals did, or do, I should say. Kind of depends. But, like, yeah, wild card team, pretty solid for them. I think they are leading the wild card. Yeah, they're the first wild card team as of now, but, you know, they played 17 games. Brewers have played 19. So, yeah, it seems like teams have played 19 games or something like that. Some have played 20. So, you know, we're like 3 weeks in. Kind of hard to make do. You know, teams that are like contenders, kind of a little bit separation, you know. But, you know, some of these are, you know, still close division races. Even like the American League East, you have like the Tampa Rays, who are 16-13. They finally lost a game. They tie, like, you know, the record for the best start in MLB history to a season. But, you know, again, they weren't playing the best teams, like, I think, either. But, you know, you're winning games, and, you know, you have Baltimore and then New York and Toronto, who are, like, you know, two of the contenders for the division. Baltimore, again, kind of like the Cubs, like, you know, you're kind of like the Cubs, and also, like, as I would say, like, would be another one. I don't know, maybe kind of like maybe the Texas Rangers, something like that, where like they have something to, like, you know, prove, basically, like, you know, because they've kind of been on, like, some rebuild, like, they've signed some players, you know, and now let's kind of see if we can take the next step, which is no easy task considering, like, you know, the divisions they're in, but, you know, Baltimore should very well be in it, and then, you know, other teams, so, like, you know, we got some, it doesn't seem like there's been much, you know, movement in the standings, except, like, you know, the teams that are kind of, like, you know, we kind of knew going into it weren't going to be, like, you know, they're rebuilding, so, like, they're obviously not to be in it. Like, Washington Nationals, they're already 8.5 back. Cincinnati Reds, they're 6.5. See, Kansas City, 7.5. Oakland, 9.5. So, like, yeah, we have, like, these teams that you kind of knew going into it. We're not going to be any serious threat to win the division or let alone a wild card spot. Because, like, early playoff, you know, pitcher, we have, you know, National League Braves, Brewers, and Diamondbacks. Surprise, are the division leaders. Cubs, Mets, Pirates are, like, you know, wild card teams. American League, Tampa Bay, Texas, and then Minnesota, the division leaders, with Baltimore, New York, and Toronto in the wild card. That'd be something. If we had, like, 4 teams from the American League East in the playoffs. Like, because, like, Tampa, isn't the top seed, top 2 division winners get a bye. So, yeah, then, like, as of, like, now, Tampa and, like, Texas would get a bye, and then you'd have, like, 3 American League East teams fighting for playing in the wild card. Well, 2 of them would play each other, but, like, 3 would play all together. So, like, you know, it's a possibility, like, 2 of them, only 2 would make it to the next round, the division series. Kind of surprising, you know, we got teams. Was it? I just, there's nothing really, you know, because we're still early. It's like, you know, you're still kind of making sense of, like, the season. I'm telling, like, what's going to happen over this course. Because, you know, it's 162 games, so, you know, teams, you know, once you get to, like, the dog days of summer in, like, June, July, you know, we get a better understanding. But, you know, with, like, some of these surprise teams should stick around, you know, maybe they make a little bit of noise, you know, with the trade deadline to kind of, like, get themselves into a spot, you know, try and secure them spot in the division, in the playoffs, you know. Or, like, you know, at that point, like, you know, I'd probably, like, try and get someone who, like, can help us win, who can help us this season, but also, like, maybe has some team control left on their options so they can do it, like, they still have them, and it's not, like, you know, a one-and-done type thing where they trade for them at the deadline, and then, like, come the offseason, you know, they sign with some of the teams, so it's, like, you're giving up some, like, you know, prospects and stuff like that for nothing. Especially, like, yeah, especially if you don't go very far. But again, you know, we'll probably go next week a little bit more into playoffs. Like, I mean, it was mostly Trader Clash, you know, content this week, but that's kind of, like, the main thing I wanted to talk about. Because, like, you know, playoffs for NBA, you know, just started, you know, like, you know, we're 2 games in at least. So, like, you know, some of the series, you know, are more close, you know, more close to watch than others because of, like, talent-wise and how the first 2 games have went. And then baseball, like, again, like, you know, 19, 20 games, you know, not a whole lot. And, like, you know, each week, you know, come back, look at it, see how teams are going and stuff like that. Just, like, yeah, some of them, it's, like, that's just, like, I can't watch a lot of these. I can't watch, like, any games unless it's, like, the, you know, main televised games on, like, ESPN, or Fox, or I think it's TBS also does it on, like, Tuesday night baseball, because, like, I have, like, YouTube TV, and, like, last year I could watch, like, games a lot, because, like, I had MLB Network with it, but, like, MLB Network and YouTube TV couldn't come to, like, you know, an extension of their contract, so, like, they're out, like, I can't watch it, so, like, I can only watch, like, you know, the main games, and, like, some of them, you know, you do, like, for, like, you know, the main telecast, like, you know, you don't always get the best matchups and stuff like that. So, you know, is what it is. Like, maybe they can reach a deal and, like, come mid-season or something like that, maybe by the All-Star break or something, trade deadline, I can watch MLB Network and, like, I can watch some of these games and kind of get more of a feel for, like, teams and, you know, watch them as opposed to, like, you know, just looking at scores and kind of highlights and stuff like that. That is all I have for this week's episode. So thank you for listening, and I will hopefully... So thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.